Hello?
Hello, Nathan?
Yes?
Hey, sir, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing?
Hey, doing good.
Good to hear. Another day in paradise, right?
Yes, always. Trying to live that American dream, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Countdown to Friday's on. So, the reason I'm reaching out to you is we saw
you request my email. Yeah.
No, you requested more info on the Google Guarantee from your dashboard. Is that correct, or?
I sent an email asking just y'all to call me.
Oh, okay. Well, let me take care of that first off. So I didn't get the email because I'm on the Google Guarantee side. So how can I help you?
Okay. I'm adventuring out from just pressure washing. I'm getting to auto detailing and mobile detailing for for vehicles and stuff.
Okay.
And I was wanting to start updating all the accounts and that kind of stuff to let everyone know that I am doing the service now and that kind of stuff.
Awesome. Okay, so auto detailing, we already have pressure washing. What other services?
Yep. Well, just auto detailing and interior, exterior for that, and then a mobile auto detailing.
Mobile. Okay, got it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send this over as a revision request, and what's going to happen is they're going to add it to your website, your keywords, like everything that we're doing on the base program. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so mobile auto detailing. Hold on. Let me do that first. That way I get that in.
All right.
And while I'm putting this in, too, let me ask you, have you heard of Google Guarantee before? You know how that works?
I've heard of it, but that's about it. I mean, I do a lot of research and a lot of reading, so I probably have come across it and don't realize it and that kind of stuff. So.
Well, it's new, so it's been around a total of 4 years, but it's really took off like 2 years ago. So what it is...
All right.
Is it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefit of these leads is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies.
Gotcha.
And it comes through via phone call. Now, here's the kicker on it. This is really why it's so popular, okay? If you do not set an appointment with the lead, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead, okay? So if they don't do either of those two things, then you are not charged for the lead. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's totally better than some lead services I've had in the past, and they're just basically scams. But
it's the best one on the market right now. Like, it is so
popular. How much are leads?
Yeah, let me tell you that right now. Give me one quick second. Let me pull up your area and category. All right.
I don't think there'd be too awful many, but, I mean, just those few that there is, that'd be nice.
Yeah, and the good thing about Google Guarantee is you could target anywhere that you go, so it's not just going to be your local area, you know?
Okay, cool.
But, yeah, so we don't have auto detailing currently, but we do have pressure washing, okay?
All right.
And for that vertical, the cost per lead is at $26.67 per lead.
So is that just a flat rate?
That's a flat rate. Doesn't fluctuate, doesn't go up or down on you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Google does require a minimum budget, okay? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. That budget is for $348.
Okay, so that's an upfront fee?
It's not. So we don't charge that lead budget until we've finished your application process, which is the next thing I was going to get into. That's where we have to submit limited liability insurance. We also have to run a background check. It goes off the past 7 years. And we have to send in 5 reviews for the Google Guaranteed section. So we're going to provide you a link. That usually takes, we say in writing, 4 to 6 weeks, okay? But I'm the main person that sets these accounts up. Usually it's 3 weeks before that's done.
Okay.
Now, back to the lead budget real quick, okay? So I want to explain, it rolls over. So for example, let's say you take on one lead and decide to turn them off for whatever reason, booked out, on vacation, or let's say you only got one qualified lead, okay? The following month, you wouldn't be charged the $348, you would only be charged for that one qualified lead, the 2667. Does that make sense?
Okay.
How that works?
Sort of.
Okay.
So
okay.
the money's there, but it don't. Just go ahead and.
Yeah. No. I want you to know exactly what you're getting. So.
Yeah.
So after we get you verified, right? You're on the Google Guarantee section.
Yeah.
We call you. We send you a text and email. Say, hey, your leads are ready to rock and roll. Are you right? You confirm yes. We charge the lead budget. Let's say that month you get 13 qualified leads, meaning you set an appointment or there's a price inquiry. Okay.
Okay.
You would be charged the following month $348 to replenish your lead budget. Now, if you took on, let's say, 6 leads, right? It would be $2667 times 6 the following month to
So it's going to constantly keep the $348 in limit, basically.
Yes, gotcha. It's Google's requirement. They want 13 leads in the budget, basically.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Basically, save their tail end and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I understand it. It's kind of like what Starbucks did. But anyway.
Really? What did Starbucks do?
So,
I haven't heard that one.
Okay, so Starbucks is considered a bank now, technically.
Because
you can prepay for rewards and stuff on their app. And so people were putting in hundreds of dollars in there, and then Starbucks made it to where that you had to keep that set amount in there. So then now there's Starbucks is stockpiling money that way. So then so when there's failure in the business, they're able to pull that money and use it elsewhere. So it's basically guaranteeing them money for the future, basically.
But I love talking to you guys because you always, like, I always get, like, tidbits of information and stuff I never knew about.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
watch it be a currency.
Of, like, $5 billion.
It's like the next crypto, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah. That was several years ago, but it was still pretty interesting, I had thought, but.
That's amazing. I think it's super interesting. I wonder if that drives the stock up, too, you know, because.
It actually drives it lower because they already have stockpiles of money. And they don't have to give them any benefits of having that much stock with them.
Right.
So it was their loophole around it for making more money.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
Yeah. So I want to tell you too, pressure washing on Google Guarantee, we just opened it up. So basically what it is, okay, it's a subcategory under the window cleaning vertical. What we do is, because obviously you don't do window cleaning, right?
I do window cleaning.
You do? Okay, awesome.
Yes.
So let me tell you all the subcategories then in this one, and you
all
tell
right.
me what to leave on and what to leave off, okay?
All right, sounds
so,
good.
So, gutter clean.
Yep.
Power pressure washing, that's a big yep.
Yep.
Window cleaning is a yes.
Yep.
Glass and mirror cleaning.
I haven't done it, but that's basically window cleaning.
It is, right? I thought it was the same thing, yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
It says rooftop and skylight cleaning.
Okay, no on skylight, yes on roof.
Okay. So,
because
yes
with the roof wash I do, I don't
skylight.
Actually get on roofs. So.
Man, they blended it together, too. Okay. So, I'll leave that one off until they, like, make it a separate one, right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because when you soft wash a roof, you'd never actually get on the roof.
Well, the power pressure washing will cover, like, the roof cleaning, too, I would assume.
Okay.
The rooftop and skylight, they just have them mixed together. You know, but
yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah.
It's a new program, but it's been like a big hit. You know, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So like AngieLead, Thumbtack Networks are some of Google's biggest clients, and there were so many complaints. They came out with their own lead program, which is like the best one on the market. You know.
Yeah, and if everything you're saying is correct, yeah, it's definitely better than AngieLead. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have 100% retention rate on these. Like, my clients.
Yeah, I spent like $750 on leads and only got one back that was for like $500.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, yeah. See, with this, like, because I know with Angie Leads, as soon as you accept it, you pay. So with this, yeah. if you don't talk to the client, if it's out of your radius, if it's a service you don't provide, or they're calling to, like, sell you life insurance, mm-hmm. you know, you're automatically not charged because it's on a Google rotating number that's recorded by Google bots. So they automatically pick it up. Yeah, it's amazing, man.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
So the lead budget, right, let me ask you, do you have limited liability insurance on the company?
Yes, I do. I have it for $2 million.
Okay, I'm sure that's over it. I don't even need to check.
It's
around like
usually it's $1 million, usually. But
usually Google Guarantee, it's like super low, man. Like here, I'll tell you the actual number. Yeah, give me one sec. Let me just go back to it. Here we go. Business verification. All right, so proof of insurance. Yeah, they require $250,000, which is nothing.
Oh, goodness.
You know?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm on a fleet washing list for FedEx, so that once a couple companies go through FedEx and that kind of stuff or don't want to do them no more, I get it, and they required $1 million. Same with several other different fleet washing companies or companies for that were wanting fleet washing. They want $1 million minimum.
Right. For all the commercial projects. No, I get it.
Yeah.
So you're way over the 250, and I pulled up the reviews. Yeah. It doesn't require five. For this industry, it requires one. So you just got to line one person up to leave that review. That's just part of the application.
I think I have like four
process.
Or five, so.
So it's not the same reviews on your Google business profile. It's going to be a separate Google Guarantee profile where they want the review. And we'll send you a link, okay? Super easy.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
So insurance, background check. Are you good? They go off the past 7 years.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm only 20,
okay.
So nothing too.
Okay. So. You only got 2 years on there.
Yeah, only 2 years. I mean, unless they dock me for a speeding ticket, I should be fine.
Man, I would not have guessed you're 20 years old, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, okay. Literally everyone, they're like, who owns that business? They're like that 20-year-old kid over there. And they're like, nuh-uh. You're too young for that. It's like, I'll prove y'all all wrong.
That's amazing, man. No, that's good. So, okay, let me put your lead metrics in here. What I'm going to do first off, I'm going to send you an email. So I do want to tell you, too, we don't charge that lead budget, like I mentioned, until that application process is done. We do charge there's a one-time application fee. So you pay it one time. You never have to pay it again. That's for $250.
All right. Okay? All right. It'll probably be a little bit until I can get that money tied up because winter's coming around the corner. I'm trying to get into this auto detailing and trying to buy a house all at the same time. So
Right.
It's,
that's awesome.
It's one of them things. But
yeah. You're going to be big time, man. 20 years old, your own business. I can't wait to see you like 10 years from now.
Yeah. It's like right now, it's like, do I live in the house or do I rent it out? Because rent in our town has quadrupled.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know what it is, man, because we're from California, right? So
yeah,
my cousin, he's been trying to get me to move to Arizona for years. He's like, it's way better out here, you know, yada, yada, yada. And what he told me is this year, their housing market doubled because everybody from California, like out here, like to get a shack is like 400,000, right? So in Arizona, the housing was like 200, right? Or 150. So what would happen is they would bid over. They'd say, hey, I'll pay 400, you know? And what it did is it messed up the housing market, you know?
Yeah, it's done that just about everywhere.
Yeah, but, for sure. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's like houses used to, in our area, used to rent for like $500 for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house.
Right.
They're going for $2,000 now.
Right. Man, my rent, because we rent from a family friend. We have like a nice house here in Huntington Beach, right? And we pay $2,000 for rent, you know? It's crazy, man. But, my wife's been on me to buy a house, too, so. But I like it, man. It's super easy, you know, they fix everything, like,
you know?
All right, so I'm replying to the email, too, with your vertical, the cost per lead and what the minimum budget is. So you have it in writing.
Okay.
And, again, it was like window cleaning vertical, but it hits all those subcategories that I went over with you. Okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, I already submitted over to the tech side to add in mobile auto detailing, interior, exterior, also auto detailing. So they may, they're probably going to call you from our 877 number just to verify the changes, but I've already submitted that all over for you. Okay.
All right.
All right. And when should I follow up with you, Nathan, regarding Google Guarantee?
Very good question, but I don't know the answer for. I would say a month, but I don't really know where I'll be in a month and that kind of stuff.
Right.
I guess I'll say a month just so that if everything does go as planned, that it'll be just right in there and just mosey on into that too.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll just put in my calendar to call you 1 month from now. And I'm also all sending right. you my direct line and extension. You're going to know better than anybody when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's true.
Yeah. If you ever have any questions too on the base program, like anything at all, feel free to call me and, anything I can do, I will do. Okay.
All right. You know anything about the Facebook ads or are you just over
I
the
do.
Google stuff?
I do. Yeah. Okay. So Facebook ads are amazing, man. Let me send you, they're hit and miss though. Okay. So what happens is it gives you an additional 400 clicks from a $100 budget and because it's an average 25 cents per click. Okay. So what happens, 25 cents.
So is it going through Facebook boosting? Because with the boosted ads, it's only like 5 to 8 cents.
Yeah. So, I just sent you an example of a current client's Facebook ad. That way you could see.
Okay.
But they don't, if your question is like, so they do retargeting, right? Like if somebody does a search for pressure washing anywhere online from their phone, when they go to their Facebook feed, your ad is going to show up on their feed as long as
they're Gotcha. All right. So it's that kind of ad, not just boosting. Okay. That makes more sense.
Correct.
So it's kind of like Google Ads.
Yeah, exactly. But Google Ads, they up the average price per click on Google Ads now is around $10. So it's a huge difference.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a big difference.
Yeah. If you have the choice to do Google Ads or Google Guarantee, do Google Guarantee. It's way better because with Google Ads, at $10 a click, when they click on you, it takes from your budget. Doesn't have to be an appointment. Doesn't have to be a price inquiry.
Yeah.
With Google Guarantee, it's double, right? It's like whatever it was, $26.67, right? But at least you know you're setting an appointment or there's a price inquiry being made, you know?
Yeah.
So it's way better. It's way better. Yeah. But for our Facebook ads, we require a $100 budget towards it.
All right.
So let me look in your file here. Do you currently have a Facebook page, or did we create you one?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page and all that kind of stuff. Now I'm in the middle of redoing everything, so it's kind of hectic, but it is what it is.
Okay. So we help you with that as well. So the person that runs our Facebook department, her name's Lydia, and then Kyle's like her sidekick. He's cool, man. He's got like a Australian accent, you know, it's cool to talk to him. But they're Facebook gurus, man. Like, they're really good with it. They spice your page up. Now I tell all the clients that do Facebook ads, with us to keep posting how you normally do because they're going to add their own posts. They're going to do the ads, right? But you want your activity on there too, just to make it more personal for your clients. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They monitor it to get you like the results that you want. If you wanted to do Facebook ads, it's just $100 additional.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm about to start working on getting all that because in our town, Facebook's a big thing. Especially, there's a page that everyone's on and you post there, everybody in town knows about it, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you have like those community groups and stuff, you know, like those are huge too, you know?
Yeah, the small town pages.
Right. No, Facebook is big for sure. So if you want to upgrade to Facebook ads too, you can always do that. Feel free to call me and I'll get you in touch with Lydia and Kyle. That way they can that rolling for you too. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. Totally.
All right.
All right. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, but I can't really think of anything.
Okay. Okay. Well, if it comes like once, it always happens to me. Once we hang up, I think of it. So you could always call me.
Website. When I had gotten gotten y'all as a service for doing all the other stuff, I'd already had a website and that kind of stuff. So, y'all didn't build it for me. and I'm in the middle of redoing it. Is there someone I can talk to that would have, that could give me advice on how to rebuild it and what I need to fix and that kind of stuff?
Yes. So let me do this right now. So you're definitely going to get a call now. Okay. Sometimes when I send the revision request, they just add them. But I want to have one of the technicians on that site call you. That way they can walk you through all that stuff, you know? But a good thing to do, depending off the website builder you're using, usually it has a tab for metadata, or it'll say like keywords, right? You want to use same keywords we're using, because what it does is it will correlate to the website optimization too, which helps you show up organically as well, you know?
All right.
Yeah. Sweet. So I'll have them go over all that stuff with you though. Okay.
All right. Sweet.
So they tell me to give you, we only have about, what is it, like 2.5 hours left today. So it'll probably be tomorrow. It could be today. The first available agent will call you though from our 877.
All right.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
If you miss the call,
perfectly
just call
fine.
Back in. Okay. All awesome. Right. Awesome. Okay. Perfect. Talk to you soon, Nathan.
All right. Bye.
All right, sir. Bye.
Bye.